him.
这一支诗歌真的是非常的动人。
After this, we went through this so-called hurricane.
特别是经历过这个所谓的飓风之后。
This song keep on popping up.
这首诗歌一直在我的脑海中萦绕。
And I was looking through the hymns, and I noticed that we only had the chorus.
当我翻阅诗歌本的时候，我只看见了这些曲调。
But in reality, there are four verses on it.
对不起，他说了，我看这个诗歌的时候，我只看到了这个最后的那个合唱部分副歌，但是其实前面有四段。
The last verse really touched my heart.
特别是最后一段。
It's a well of water ever springing.Bread of life, so rich and free.
他说这是我永流的江河，是我所有的灵粮的供给，是永远不会枯竭的。
The untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me.
对于我来说，我的救主是我永远的满足。
Is that wonderful?
这不是让我们觉得很奇妙吗？
You know, after all through this, you know, we go through this hurricane.
当我们经过这一个飓风的时候
，A lot of the things that we love is been lost.
有许多我们所爱的都已经被丢失了
，causing us to remind us one thing.
这样就使我们想起有一件事情
，All these things on earth one day will pass away.
这世界其上的一切都会过去
，Only the things that are eternal remains.
只有与永恒连接的会永远的存在
，Today, where is our heart?
今天我们的心是在哪？
Can you say, O untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me?
你能不能说我的救主永远是我的满足呢？
Can you say, before it was a blessing, now it is the Lord?
你可以说我以前所追求的是祝福，现在我追求的是主自己。
Today we need to remind ourselves.
今天我们要时常的提醒我们自己。
One time, after I came out Friday night, in the high school group.
有一次晚间的时候，我从我与交通的高中组结束交通之后
，Then an older sister came to me and said, "Brother, do you speak Chinese?"
有一个老姊妹就走到我面前问我说：“弟兄，你说中文吗
？”I said, "Yes, yes, I do, I do."
我说。
Can I tell you that in you there is a spring of living water?
我能告诉你吗？在你的里面有一个永流的活泉。
He said because one time you shared that sometimes you feel weak.
因为有一次你说了你觉得你很软弱。
He said we shouldn't be weak.
他说我们不应该是软弱的。
Because in us is a well of spring ever springing.
因为我们里面的这个水泉是永远流淌的。
In other words, the problem is not with God.
那换句话说，这个如果有问题的话，不是主神的问题。
It's a problem that we are not attached to this well of water ever springing.
而是我们没有与这个永流的江河连接起来。
Today, brothers and sisters, where is our heart today?
今天我们的心在哪儿呢
？Okay, are we satisfied?
我们心里有满足吗
？If even as a Christian we still feel not satisfied, there is a problem.
如果作为基督徒，我们的心里有很大的不满足的话，证明说我们是有问题的。
And today this is the topic I want to talk about.
今天我所要讲的主题就是这个。
It's a matter of contentment.
就是我们要讲的主题就是满足。
Brothers and sisters, are we content?
弟兄姊妹，我们有满足吗
？Let's turn our Bible to Philippians chapter 4.
让我们翻到圣经腓立比书第四章。
Verse 11 through 12.
腓立比书第四章十一到十三节。
Let me read it to you.
让我为你们。
And our sister will translate in Chinese.
姊妹和会众用中文读。
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to be abound, everywhere and in all things.I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
腓立比书第四章十一到十三节，会众一起读。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱。 也知道怎样处富足，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Another verse, 1 Timothy chapter 6.
下面一处圣经是提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 6 through 8.
第六节到第八节。
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
提摩太前书第六章第六节到第八节。然而，并且加上知足的心，便是大力了。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we just come before your presence.
主耶稣，我们早间来到你的同在里。
Lord, many times we are so negligent of you.
主耶稣，我们承认我们有许多时候真的是忽略了你。
Lord, therefore this morning we come to your word once again.
今天早晨我们再到你的话语的光中。
Remind us to who you are to us.
求你再次提醒我们，知道你是谁。
You are all in all.
你是一切。
Only you can we be satisfied.
只有你能够是我们所有的满足。
We just commit this meeting to your hands. Speak to us, Lord.
我们把这个聚会仰望在恩主的手中，求你亲自对我们心里讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I shared with you concerning what are the practical expressions of a person that is in Christ.
上一次我有贵重交通的主题说，一个人如果在基督里，他的行为应该是怎样的。
And based on Ephesians chapter 4, we see 4 points.
根据以弗所书第四章，我们看到四处。
The first thing is, we should avoid all kinds of falsehood.
第一点我们要知道，作为一个得救的，我们应该摒弃一切的愚妄。
In other words, God is truth.
换句话说，就是神是真理。
And therefore, we as the children of God should dwell in truth rather in falsehood.
我们作为神的子民，我们应该住在真实的里面。
Therefore, our relationship with God should be based on reality rather than mere appearances.
所以我们与神之间的关系不是靠着表面的，而是在里面的。
And not only between God and also between brothers and sisters.
不仅是与神之间，而且弟兄姊妹们之间。
Therefore, the Bible tells us we need to speak the truth in love.
所以圣经上告诉我们，我们应该在爱里面说诚实话。
That's why the Lord doesn't really like the Pharisees, their action.
所以主真的摒弃法利赛人。
They care much about the outward appearances rather than reality.
因为他们实在是注重他们外边的那些行为，而把真实丢弃了。
That's why the Lord told us, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以圣经上教导我们说，主是一个灵，我们要在真实里面敬拜他。
And secondly, we need to have a spirit of forgiveness.
第二点，我们要有一个饶恕的灵。
When talking about forgiveness, it says we should be angry and sin not.
在圣经上是教导我们说，我们可以生气，但不可发怒。
In other words, we should
但不可犯罪。
In other words, we should not compromise things that are evil.
换句话说，我们不能向有罪的妥协。
God is righteous, and we should also be righteous.
因为神是义的，因此我们也是义。
We need to hate sin.
我们要痛恨罪。
On the other hand, we should also love the sinner.
但换句话说，我们要爱罪人。
A lot of times, you know, we go to extreme.
那有的时候我们就走到了极端。
It's either we try to compromise with the truth.
有的时候我们就 妥协我们的真理。
On the other hand, we try to what? We hate the person who sinned.
或者我们就会恨那个罪人。
But our Lord Jesus gave us a very good example.
但是我们的主耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
We need to hate sin.
我们要痛恨罪。
But yet we should love the sinners.
但是爱罪人。
In other words, we should have this spirit of forgiveness.
换句话说，我们就要有一个饶恕的灵。
Because God forgive us.Because of Christ, shouldn't we forgive the people who offended us?
如果基督已经饶恕了他们，那那些得罪我们的人，难道我们不应该饶恕他们吗？
A Christian is a Christian who forgives.
一个基督徒是一个易于饶恕的基督徒。
Thirdly,
第三点，
we need to be diligent.
我们要殷勤。
Especially young people, we need to be diligent.
特别是年轻人，我们
要殷勤。Not only in outwardly, but also inwardly in our spiritual pursuit.
不仅是在外面我们叫殷勤，在追求主，在我们的里面的内在生活也要殷勤。
Our brother Paul gave us a very good example.
我们的弟兄保罗给了我们一个很好的
that he even worked in order not only to minister to his own needs but also the needs of his co-workers.
榜样，他不仅是给自己做工供给自己，并且为周遭的人供给他们。
Especially the young people nowadays.
特别是现今的年轻人。
If you want to be a testimony of Jesus Christ,
如果你想做神的见证，
as a student, as a child at home, we need to be diligent.
作为一个学生，作为一个在家里的孩子，我们都要殷勤。
Don't be a burden to people.
不要成为人们的负担。
Rather be a person who could not only minister to our need but also the need of other people.
不仅是自己可以提供自己，而且可以帮助他人。
And lastly, we need to what? We should not avoid evil conversation.
最后一点，我们要摒弃一切那些不好的言论。
In other words, when we speak, it should be for edification.
换句话说，我们应该彼此勉励。
We need to check ourselves if the words that come out of our mouth is it to build up the saints or tear up the body of Christ.
我们要省察自己的言行，看看从我们嘴里出的话是建造别人呢，还是真的是让别人受伤。
Now today I want to talk about contentment.
今天我要讲的是。满足。
Now, contentment is really a big issue among people nowadays.
今天这个满足这个事情，其实是人们一个中心的问题。
Even among Christians, they feel there is no contentment.
甚至在基督徒当中，我们都经常觉得自己不满足。
But a normal Christian, is a person who is contented.
那一个正常的基督徒是一个满足的基督徒。
Because he has found the source of contentment.
因为他已经找着了满足的源泉。
And Paul told us that in whatever situation he is content.
那保罗告诉我们，无论处于何样的境况，我都已经得到满足的秘诀。
First Timothy chapter 6 says, "Godliness and contentment is great gain."
提摩太前书第六章第六节告诉我们说，敬虔加上知足是一个大利。
So these two things go hand in hand.
这两样是携手并行的。
So firstly, we talk about what is godliness.
那首先我们又讲到什么叫敬虔。
A lot of times when we talk about godliness, the first thing that came into our mind is that we need to be appearing holy.
那当我们讲到敬虔的时候，第一个进入我们脑海里的念头是我们要表现出我们很圣洁的样子。
You need to speak softly.
你要柔声细语讲话。
When a person asks you a question, we always what use a Bible verse to base it on our advice that we gave.
当有人问你问题的时候，可能你认为你要基于圣经上原文的真理来向人讲话。
And we don't get angry, our voice is not loud.
我们不要轻易的发怒，我们的声音不能提高。
And we don't run, we just walk slowly.
我们不要跑来跑去，哪怕我们走路的步伐也是缓慢的。
This is not godliness.
这个不是真正的敬虔。
What is godliness?
什么叫敬虔？
Godliness is a God-centered life.
敬虔是以主为中心的生
活。In other words, giving God the what? The preeminence in all things.
换一句话说，把主放在首位的生活。
Are you godly?
你敬虔吗？
Do you put Christ as the center of your focus of your life?
你把主放在你生命的中心吗？
Or is you who make the decision?
还是你自己就做许多的决定？
In other words, what is godliness?
换句话说，什么叫敬虔呢？
Jesus is Lord, that is godliness.
耶稣是主，这就是敬虔。
In whatever decision we make, he is Lord.
不管你做什么决定，都基于耶稣是主。
It doesn't mean that I don't have any decision of my own.
这不是说我不能自己做决定。
But in everything we do, is He Lord.
那不管我们做什么，是以他是主
为中心。Do we put him first place in all things?
我们把他放在我们生活中的首位吗？
Is he the center of your life?
他是你生命中的中心吗？
Then the result is what? Contentment.
如果是，那你这个结局就是你很满足。
What is contentment?
什么是满足呢？
And to rejoice in everything God has given to you.
就是无论神赐给你什么样的环境，你都很喜乐。
In whatever situation you are content.
不管你处于什么样的境况，你都很满足。
You know, in other words, there is a person who talk about contentment.
那有一个人他就讲到满足。
When we talk about contentment, it's always,when God adds something to me, then I'm content.
当我们讲到满足的就是我们求主给我们什么，我们就很满足，我们得到了。
I'm lacking in this, he gave me, then I'm content.
如果我们需要什么，缺乏什么，他主赐给我们，我们就满足了。
So in our mind, contentment is addition.
那在我们的脑海里说，如果是满足，这个需要运用的法则就是加法。
But when you look at Paul's experience,
但是你看一下保罗的经历，
it's totally a different story.
保罗的经历却是完全相反的故事。
It is not addition, but subtraction.
他的故事不是运用加法的原则，而是减法的原则。
When he took Jesus as his Lord and Savior,
但他讲到耶稣基督是他主，是他救主的
时候， a lot of things he left behind.
有许多他都丢弃在后面。
Because Christ is his all and in all.
因为基督是一切。
So let me say it in another word.
让我换句话说。
Contentment is taking away the thing that we love in our heart.
满足是把我们心中特别钟爱的
抹去。And Christ replaced it with himself.
而用基督取之代替。
When Christ is replaced,When the Lord takes out something and replaces himself in it, then we are content.
当基督把我们所钟爱的拿去，以他自己来取代的时候，这就是我们的满足。
This is exactly the experience of the Samaritan woman.
这就是撒玛利亚妇女那个妇人的故事。
She always is feeling uncontent.
她总是有一个缺乏，有一个不满足。
But that day when she found the source of the living water.
当那一天他找到了活水的源泉的
时候， He left everything behind, he left his picture behind, and he started to preach the gospel, for I have found the well of living waters.
他就把他一切的事情丢在后面，把他的水罐也放下，他就向人们开始宣讲，他告诉别人，我已经找着了真正的活水的源泉。
So today, thank God.
今天感谢主。
In each and every one of us is a well of living water.
在我们的里面都有一个活水的泉源。
It is Christ Himself.
是基督自己。
And therefore we need to be content.
因此我们需要满足。
Paul said, "In whatever situation I am, I learn to be content."
保罗说，无论什么样的光景，我都已经学会了满足。
At least there are two states, there are two situations is Paul is in.
那保罗的境况就包括两种境况。
Firstly, in good times.
一个就是在好的。
Because when you said in whatever situation I am, there is at least a good time and a bad time.
说当我们讲到不论什么情况，就包括有好的环境和逆境。
Paul is content because in good times because number one, he found out that God is the source of every blessing.
当保罗在好的环境下满足的时候，因为他知道主是一切美善的源泉。
It is not his struggling, it is not his work. It is because God is the one who gave him all the blessing.
不是他自己的努力，也不是他自己的挣扎，而是神赐给他所有的祝福。
Today, if we found out that God is the one who gave us all the blessing, not only we will be happy, we will be content.
那如果我们今天意识到我们的所有都是取之从主来的，我们的祝福都是从主来的，我们是不是应该非常满足？
But if a person thought that it is because of my ability that I have these things, then the person will never be content.
如果一个人觉得是自己的工作自己所挣来的这一切，那这个人永远不会满足。
How come the people in this world is in a state of uncontentment?
为什么这个世界的人都不满足呢？
Is it because they don't have something?
是因为他们缺乏吗？
They have something.
他们有。
But they feel it's not enough. I want some more.
但是因为他们觉得他们不够，他们还要更多。
They live in an apartment. They said, "Oh, I'm not content. I want to have a house."
如果他们住在公寓里，他就说我不满足，我要住在房子里。
He gave him a house. He said, I want a bigger house.
如果你住在房子里，他会说我要一个更大的房子。
There is always an ending, you know, uncontentment inside of man.
在人的心里永远有一个不满足，有一个不能取，不能得到。有一个永远的不满足。
But as the children of God, we are content.
但是作为神的儿女，我们是满足的。
Because He is the source of every blessing.
因为他是一切美善祝福的源泉。
With this, the second thing is that whatever He gives is for our benefit.
那第二点就我们要说的就是他给我们的都是我们的益处。
Because He is our, we are His children, and what God gave us is for our benefit, not to cause us to harm us.
那因为我们是神的儿女，因此。我们的主所赐给我们的一切都是为了我们的益处，而不是要伤害我们。
If the Lord gave you something that will harm you, then I don't believe this is what God gave you.
如果你得到的是要伤害你的，那我相信这绝对不是主给你的。
If one day you ask for the Lord something and the Lord say no, it's not because God don't love you, because God loves you and He doesn't want to harm you.
如果你想要祈求一件事情，但是却没有得着，那我绝对相信主不给你，是因为他不是他不爱你。而是他不想伤害你。
So let me give you an illustration.
我给你一个图片来。
During a third year in high school, Levi once had a car. He said, "I want to drive."
在我的儿子立卫上高中第三年级的时候，他想要拥有一辆车。
But that my answer is, we need to wait.
那我的对他的回答就是让我们等待。
Because we know it's not yet the time.
那因为那个时机未到。
But the time came when he is already in the fourth year of his high school.
到时候到的时候，他是第四，他高中的最后一年，第四年。
Not only physically but mentally he is already matured. Then I said, I will give you a car.
那不仅他自己的他的身体的体格包括他的思维都已经很成熟了，这时候我说我可以给你一辆车。
This is exactly what the principle God treats his children.
这就是神怎么样对待他的儿女。
It's altogether a love out of a pure heart.
那完全是出在一个清洁的心里出来的爱。
What he gave us is altogether for our benefit.
所有他所给的都是为我们得益处。
And we can see it clearly in the book of Genesis.
我们特别可以从创世纪来知道神的心意。
All the trees you can eat except this one tree you cannot eat.
他说了，这园中所有的树，你里面的上面的果实你都可以吃，却不能吃这个树上的果实。
And God was so frank with Adam and Eve. He said, "The day you eat it, you shall surely die."
那神对于这件事情非常严肃，对亚当和夏娃说：“如果那一天你吃了，你就死。”
Today it's not that God doesn't want us to enjoy some of the things around us.
今天不是神不让我们来享受我们周围的事情。
But a lot of times it's because when we go step into that thing, it will take away our heart for Him.
而是当我们一旦进入的时候，我们的心就被其他的事物夺走了。
And we will have a problem with our relationship with God.
我们与神之间的关系。就会出问题。
We are His children.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他草场上的羊。
Whatever He gave us is for our benefit.
所有我们得的都是对我们有益处。
If we have this concept in our mind,
如果我们有这个概念在我们的脑海中，
then we can echo like Paul said, "In everything I am content."
我们就会回应保罗所说的，在无论在什么样的境况，我都学会了知足。
But it doesn't end here.
但是不会就在这里停止下来。
Not only in good times, but also in bad times.
不仅在好的环境，甚至在逆境里面。
This sometimes I had a little question on this.
有的时候我就会问一些问题。
Let me read to you Second Corinthians.
让我为你读哥林多后书。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Of the Jews, five times received one.40 stripes save one.
第十哥林多
十一章
哥林多后书第十一章二十四节，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下。
Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇到船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robber, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险， 外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
In weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
受劳苦，受困苦。多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Yet Paul in Philippians say, in all what I have learned, in whatever state I am, I'm content.
那保罗却在腓立比书说，无论在什么样的境况，我都学会知足。
Brothers and sisters, if you are in Paul's case, how do you react?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你在保罗的处境，你会怎么样呢？
Can you say in whatever situation I'm content?
你会说我无论在什么境况都可以知足吗？
I'm content in being beaten.
我被打了，我也很满足。
I'm content in being in prison.
我被投入监里，我也很满足。
Yes, exactly this is what Paul said. I'm content in whatever situation I am.
这的确是保罗这里所说的，无论什么样的境况，我都学会知足。
Because he knows the secret.
因为他知道这里面的秘诀。
If God is the source of every blessing.
如果神是众善所有祝福的源泉。
When we encounter some trials.
当我们遇到试炼的时候。
He allows it to do so.
是他允许发生在我们身上。
He allows, God allows such thing to happen.
神允许这样的事情发生。
Brothers and sisters, nothing is a coincidence.
弟兄姊妹们，没有一件事情是巧合。
It's because God allows it.
因为神允许了。
Because it is the good for his children.
因为他认为这对我他的儿女是美善的。
That's why when Joseph was sent into prison.
所以当约瑟被投入监的时候。
And after he go through all these kind of trials.
他经过这么多的苦难。
Remember when Joseph was in Egypt, sold in as a slave in Egypt, he's not there for a day or two.
你记得吗？当约瑟被卖到埃及为奴的时候，他不是在那儿待了一两天。
He was there at least 20 years.
他在那儿待了二十年。
Yet when he revealed himself towards his brother,
当他向他的哥哥们来显示自己是约瑟的时候
，He told his brother, "Don't be angry among yourselves."
他说不要自责。
It is God who bring me here first.
他说是神差遣我先来到这里。
He acknowledged that all the travails, all the trials he went through, it is God who allowed it to do so.
他完全承认所有发生的一切都是神的安排。
Brothers and sisters, even the book of Job, Job himself.
甚至约伯记里面约伯所发生的一切。
He recognized this is God who did it.
他知道这所神的手所量的。
He allowed Satan to do it.
他允许撒旦做这样的事情。
Brothers and sisters, if we knew for a fact that it's our heavenly Father who allows such things to happen, are we content? Yes, we are.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的心里想一想，是我们的天父允许这样的事情发生在我们的身上，我们难道不满足吗？是的，我们真的有知足了。
Well, we are content because we come to the second point. God, His presence is there.
那我们知足的原因，第二个原因就是因为神的同在和在我们。
Every time we went through trials,
我们每次遇到试探的时候，
God doesn't just leave us behind.
神不会不管我们。
His very presence is there.
他的同在复辟我们。
If you read Genesis chapter 39, verse 2,
如果你读一下创世纪三十九章第二节
，and verse 21, and also verse 23.
第二章二十一节、二十三节。
The people say, and the Lord was with Joseph.
他一直在说神与约瑟同在。
When he is sold into Egypt, the Lord was with Joseph.
当他被卖到埃及的时候，圣经上说神与约瑟同在。
When Potiphar put him into prison because he doesn't want to get into such wickedness, the Bible tells us, and the Lord was with Joseph.
当波提法把他送到监里，因为他不与罪同屋。圣经上说，主与约瑟同在。
Today, brothers and sisters, when the Lord is with us, who can be against us?
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天神与我们同在，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
The God of the universe is with me.
这个世界的主宰在与我同在。
Yes, we might pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
是的，也许我们会经过死荫的幽谷。
And I'm not saying it's easy. It's hard.
我不是说这是一件很轻松的事情，真的很难。
A lot of times when we talk about Joseph being put into prison,
那我们许多的时候说到约瑟被送到监里。
Our mind is like, oh, it's like an air-conditioned room with all this, and you have three meals a day, and they have some free time. This is not the condition where Joseph was.
那我们还以为这个监狱里会有冷气，而且会三餐一缺都不会少，还有自由的时间。不是的，这不是约瑟所经历的。
When Joseph was put into prison, it was in a dungeon.
当约瑟被下到监的时候，他是到一个牢狱里面。
And when you are in a dungeon, there is no hope, practically no hope of being freed, and you will just rot and die in jail.
那个地牢是没有希望的，你就在那里面等死。
Yet the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph.
但是圣经上说，主与约瑟同在。
You know, that time when my father passed away.
当我的父亲被主接走的时候。
I can testify again and again and again, the Lord was with me.
我可以向你一次一次一次的见证，主与我同在。
I can feel His very presence with me.
我知道，我完全的意识到主与我同在。
It's not a very easy thing for losing a loved one.
如果你失去一个你所爱的人，真的很艰难。
But when the Lord was with you,
但主与你同在的时候
，there is altogether a different story.
那就完全是不一样的故事。
Yes, with tears in our eyes.
是的，我们的眼睛里有眼泪。
Yet we can say, praise the Lord, I'm content.
但是我们却能说赞美主，我很知足。
And not only His presence is there.
不仅他的同在。
The Bible tells us His what? His grace is sufficient.
圣经上告诉我们说，他的恩典够我们使用。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10.
让我们读《哥林多后书》chapter
12,
第十二章
9 and 10.
第九节第十节
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
他说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。
Not only Paul was able to overcome all this difficulty.
不仅保罗在这一切的困难的艰难上可以得胜。
He even said, I will rather glory in my infirmities.
他说，我甚至可以夸我的软弱。
That I may experience the power of Christ in me.
我可以经历主在我心中的能力。
Therefore, we can see Paul is more than content.
所以甚至我们就可以说保罗真是不仅是知足。
Weeping and sighing just what is a thing that is of the past. Weeping and sighing is a thing.
这个所有的哭泣都已经是过去的。
Rather, it was turned into rejoicing.
而是把我们的哭泣和眼泪变成欢乐。
Today, if God is in it.
如果神与我们同在
If God is with us and His grace is upon us, then we can say, I'm content.
如果神与我们同在，他的恩典够我们用，那我们就当然能说我们是知足的。
And not only that.
不仅这一点。
He told us that we are content because what? His yoke is easy, His burden is light.
不仅是这样，如果我们在他里面知足，还有是因为他的担子是轻省的，他的轭是容易的。
Let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
让我为你读，哥林多前书
十章十三节。There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but with all the temptation also make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是神所能受，人所能受的。神是信实的，必。不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Brothers and sisters, what the temptation or whatever trials we get, God gave us, it is altogether measured.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所经历的一切困苦，都是神亲手量过的。
It is not beyond that we can take.
不是我们所不能承受的。
Today we thank God, our God is our heavenly Father.
我们今天感谢主，我们的神是我们的天父。
He will not let you carry a burden that's so heavy that you cannot take it.
他永远不会给我们的担子超过我们所能负担的。
And more than that,
不仅如此。
First Corinthians says that he will what? Find a way of escape.
而且哥林多前书讲到，他总要给我们开一条出路。
In other words, these trials will not be forever, but it will find a way of escape that you can bear it.
这就是告诉我们说，这个试探只是暂时的，我们总会走出去的，我们一定会过去的。
More than that, more than that.
不仅如此。
Matthew says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light."
马太福音讲，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
How come?
为什么呢
？Not only this burden is measured.
不仅这个担子是经过亲手量过的。
It's easy because God is bearing together the burden with us.
是因为神与我们同负轭。
You know, during the olden times when they are trying to train a young cow to plow the field.
当在很久以前，当人们在训练牛小牛牛犊来耕地的时候
，People put a young cow together with an old cow.
他会把一个小的牛和成年的牛放在一起。
On the one hand, it's trying to train him how to plow the field.
一方面是叫这个老牛来。教这个小牛怎么样耕地。
On the other hand, he will cause this young cow to feel like it is not really that heavy.
那另一方面是让这个小牛让他知道这个担子不是那么的重。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Today the burden that he gave us, the trial that we receive, is not only easy because he is bearing together with us.
今天我们所受的重担和这一切的艰辛容易是不仅是因为我是经过他手量过的，更是因为他和我们一起同行。
If that's the case, we can say I'm content. Amen.
如果是这样的话，我们一定会说我们知足了。你同意吗
？Give me an amen, brothers.
请说阿门。
Oh, it is easy because his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
如这个是轻省的，因为他的担子是轻省的，他轭是容易的。
More than that.
不仅如此。
We come to the fifth point.
我们到第五点。
Through these trials, he draws us to himself.
经止这些试炼，他让我们能够奔向他自己。
A lot of times when situation is so good,
当有的时候光景特别在特别好的环境之下的时候
，Sometimes we forget the Lord.
我们也许就忘记主。
We feel like it's altogether my ability that I did this.
我们就以为是我们自己的能力所成就了这一切。
We get all the credit.
我们就得到所有的
We feel like everything is so okay.
我们觉得我这一切都挺好，都是我们自己做出来的。
I had a good job.
我有好的工作。
I had a good wife.
我的妻子很好。
All my children listen to me. Whatever I say, they say amen.
我的孩子们都很听话，我说什么他们都去做。
My house is fully paid.
我的房子都已经付清了。
What do you ask for?
那你还需要什么
？You even have good health.
你的身体又很好。
That's why sometimes we forget the Lord.
这样的时候我们就忘记了主。
But sometimes the Lord raise up some situation.
但有的时候主就兴起一些环境。
Try to tell us, come back to me.
就告诉我们回到我旁边。
Today we are who we are. It's all because of Him.
今天我是神何等样的人，都是耶稣基督的恩所成。
It's like the prodigal son.
就像那个浪子的故事。
He enjoyed all this wickedness.
他在这个罪中打滚。
But one day, when he had nothing already,
当有一天他什么都没有了
then his mind was open.
他的眼睛就被开了
Why should I die here of hunger?
我为什么要在这饿死呢
I need to go back to my father's house.
我要回到我的父家
Well, you might say it's because of hunger that it draws us back to him.
是这个饥饿让他再回到父家
Sometimes we feel it is the trials that brought us back to God.
那经常我们就说，其实这些试炼艰辛，我们回到主的面前。
But really, God uses just as an instrument.
那其实神就藉着这些作为一个器皿。
That we might come back to Him.
好叫我们再次回到他的心怀。
Oh, that we might love Him with all our heart.
好叫他能够全心的爱我们。
You see, this the only the purpose of God in saving us.
这就是唯一的原因，神来救我们。
Not only that we might become His children.
不仅是让我们成为神的儿女。
That one day we might become His bride.
好叫有一天我们能成为他的心腹。
That our heart is fully for Him and Him alone.
让我们的全心为他，只为他自己。
I don't mean to say we don't need the things in this world. No.
我不是说我们不需要这个世界上的东
西。All these things in this world is only for us to use, not for us to love.
这个世界上所有的一切是神给我们，让我们去使用。而不是让我们去爱的。
Which leads us to the sixth thing, the sixth item.
然后这个第六点。
Through these trials, it transforms us.
藉着这些试炼，神就更新我们。
It changes us from glory to glory.
好叫我们从荣耀进荣耀。
When we are drawn back to God.
当我们重新回到主的面前。
Our eyes is focused on Him.
我们的眼睛就可以重新定睛在主的身上。
Then it says, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians.
就像哥林多后书里面说的。
3:18. We with an open face.
我们就敞着脸。
Beholding and reflecting the glory of God.
哥林多后书第三章就说主第十八节，但他。 我们的帕子就不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，这个帕子除去了，让我们敞着脸可以见到神的荣光。
And when we keep on looking to Him,
让我们一直来定睛仰望耶稣。
We are changed from the same image, from glory to glory.
我们就可以在主的从镜子反照，有主的形象，荣上加荣。
One time I see a brother.
有一天我看到一个弟兄。
He just lost his wife.
他刚失去了他的爱妻。
You know, sometimes I feel like, how could this brother, you know, bounce back?
我就想这个弟兄他怎么能够再重新抬起信心的头。
Left behind is his mother and his two children.
爱妻走后留下的是他的妈妈还有两个孩子。
And these children are still studying in high school.
这两个孩子还在高中。
Oh, but thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
You know, it changes him.
就他整个人都变了。
Causing him to trust the Lord.
他就完全的信靠神。
And you know that after a few months, I see him leading the hymns.
那过了几个月，我就看见他在领诗。
Not only he came to the meeting, but he's leading the hymns.
他不仅来聚会，而且是在领诗。
Brothers, this is a change.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是一个变化。
From trusting in himself is trusting the Lord.
从相信自己到来信任信靠神。
Believe me, brothers and sisters.
相信我，弟兄姊妹。
Every trials that we go through.
我们所经过一切的试炼。
If we take it from God's point of view.
如果我们从神的角度来看
The purpose is to change us.
他的美意只是想要改变我们
That one day that we might be like him.
好像有一天我们有他的荣幸
We can say, we keep on saying, Lord, I wish you to come back.
好像我们可以说主啊我真的希望你再来
If the Lord did come back today.
如果主真的今天来了
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗
Are we transformed ready to meet him?
我们已经被改变好了
say,
可以遇见他吗
Sometimes we can say Lord thank you for all through these trials You are changing me
那经过这一切的试炼我们就可以说感谢主经着这一些苦难 你真的改变了我
through these trials We are changed from glory to glory
经着这些试炼我们是荣上加荣
that day when you come back we will be the part of the body of Christ Part becoming the bride of Christ
当你回来那一天，我不仅作为一个肢体，并且作为一个心腹来迎接你。
Number seven.
第七点。
Through this, we learn and experience who God is.
即使这一切的经历，我们就知道并且经历真实的经历神是谁。
That's why in 2 Timothy, Paul said.
所以在提摩太后书，保罗说。
For I know whom I have believed.
他说：“我知道我所信的是谁。”
In other words, Christ to Paul is not just only a doctrine.
换句话说，神基督对保罗不是一个学说，
It is a personal experience.
不是一个教条，而是他一个个人的经历。
A lot of times when we talk about Christ,
有许多的时候，当我们讲到基督的时候，
Or based on the Bible, it is this.
那根据圣经上的教导是这样的。
Based on the brothers' fellowship, Christ is this.
根据弟兄姊妹们的交通是这样，
but、
基督是这样的。
But let me ask you.
那让我问你。
God not only wants us to have a knowledge of Him.
神不仅让我们有一个头脑的知识
He wants us to have a personal relationship with him
他要让我们与他有个人的关系
He wants us really to experience who he is in our personal life
他让我们在我们个人的生活中经历他是谁
That's why when trial comes
所以当苦难来临的时候
When our back is against the wall
当我们无路可走的时候
And that we feel that nobody can even help me anymore
我们觉得好像没有人能够帮助我们
God shows up
神就显现了。
When God shows up, we say God is real.
当神显现了，我们就说神，你是真实的。
It's not only a figment of our imagination.
你不是我所想象出来的。
So this time when we go through the flood,
当我们经过这次水灾的时候
，I had this heart to help the brothers and sisters.
我真的想要帮助弟兄姊妹。
But the thing is, as our brother said, you want to help, there's no way to help because it's flooded.
那你如果想要帮助，不可能的，到处都已经被水淹了。
So I feel like there's a shortcoming.
那我就觉得这个真的是我的软弱。
Thank God.
但是感谢主。
Person, people cannot help you.
人不能帮助你。
God can help you.
但是神却能帮助你。
Every time when we are back against the wall.
当我无路可走的时候。
God shows up.
神显现了。
Is that wonderful?
难道不奇妙吗
？Through these trials, we experience who in reality who God is.
即使这一切的艰辛，神向我们显现他到底是谁。
Which leads us to the next point.
然后我们就会有下一点。
Through this all this experience of trials,
即使这一切的艰难
，God equip us,
神装备了我们
，that we might be the ministers of the new covenant,
好叫我们成为新约的志士。
Second Corinthians chapter one.
啊，哥林多后书第一章。
Let me tell you, read to you.
让我为你读。
Sometimes we felt that this is something really it's too much, too far.
有的时候我们觉得这些经节的内容离我们太远了。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
It says here, and blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort. This verse 3.
哥林多后书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
He comfort us in all our tribulation.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
That we might be able to comfort them which are in any troubles by the comfort for which we ourselves are comforted by God.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那些连那遭各样患难的人。
In other words, through these trials, we are equipped.
换句话说，及至这一切苦难，我们就被装备整齐。
That we might be able to help the brothers and sisters.
好叫我们可以去帮助弟兄姊妹。
You know, if you never go through trials,
如果你从来没遇见苦难
，and you try to comfort a person who is in trial,
你如果想要去帮助那些在经历苦难的人
，likely the reaction is you don't know what I'm going through, right?
你很有可能得到的回答就是你真的不知道我经历的是什么。
But if we go through these trials,
当我们自己经历过这些苦难的时候
，and we go there and comfort other people,
当然后我们再去安慰其他人。
And brother, brother, sister, I know what you're going through, but I have gone through that already. Then there's more impact in your service.
这样的话，当我们去告诉我们要帮助的人，我知道你所处的境，我曾经这样经历过。这样的话，你就会更有效的帮助他们。
Brother, sister, God is so good.
弟兄姊妹们，神是美善的。
Not only the purpose is that we might be draw through these trials, we are draw God closer to us.
那不仅是因为及至这些试炼，他叫我们更像他，更接近他。
And to transform us that we might be like him.
好叫，并且改变我们更像他。
All these trials that for us for the building up of the church.
这一切的苦难让我们的教会能够被建造起来。
That we can experience the real building up of the brothers and sisters.
好叫我们共同的经历我们的教会弟兄姊妹肢体的建立。
And lastly,
最后一点
reminds us.
提醒我们
that all these things in this world one day will pass away.
这世界和他一切上的一切都要过去。
And our heart will just be purely for him and him alone.
好叫我们的心单单的仰望他，只是为他。
No, because of this hurricane.
因着这一次的飓风。
I lost one van.
我失掉了一辆车。
And at first I thought like this van is really an old van already, 6 years.
我本来觉得这个车已经很旧，都已经六年了。
Almost going to 200,000 miles.
已经到200,000了。
But that day when I received the news that the van is no good anymore.
200,000是爱200,000的卖里数。当我知道这个车不能再用的时候
，immediately my heart felt a little hurt.
那我觉得我的心就痛了一下。
Then the Lord is speaking to me.
然后主就对我说
，You thought you are not attracted to these things anymore?
你还以为你已经不被这个世界上的东西所吸引
？But how come you are hurt?
那你为什么就难受了呢
？After a few days,
过了几天
，Levi's car was parked outside our garage.
我的儿子利卫的车，停在车库的外面。
The next morning, when I opened the door, all the four wheels are gone.
第二天我打开门的时候，四个车轮都已经被丢了。
Oh, another hurt.
我又觉得难受了一下。
But I said, "See that? You said you love me."
那主就提醒说，看呀，你不是爱我吗？那你怎么难受了呢
？Since the Lord is asking me, "Do you love me more than this?"
那好像主在问我说，你爱这些比爱我更多吗
？You know, brothers and sisters, all these trials is a purification work.
弟兄姊妹们，这一切所有的艰难都是对我们的一个洁净的过程。
Daily through these trials to take out everything that is not of God.
急着每次经历这些苦难，好叫我们把里面不洁除去。
If the Lord really come today.
如果主今天来了
，and we found out there are so many things that is still, you know, trying to, you know, to control us.
如果我们发现我们真的还在许多事情的束缚当中
，then we are not be able to be raptured to him.
我们就不能被他提走。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
All these trials, one day is trying to take away one by one all the things that try to beset us.
所有这一切我们经历的苦难，都是一件一件让我们拿去我们这些不洁，好叫有一天我们是准备好的。
On the other hand, he draws us back to himself.
他把他我们吸引到他的身边。
That our heart will be purely for him and him alone.
好叫我们的心单单的纯洁的为他。
That's why Paul said, in any situation I'm content.
所以保罗说，无论什么样的境况，我都知足。
Because all these things is just bringing him closer to glory.
因为只是做这发生的这一切，只是让他更近荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, now what should we do?
那弟兄姊妹们，那我们要干什么呢？
The Bible tells us looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
这圣经上说，让我们仰望耶稣基督那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because he's the only one that will remain forever worth our pursuing after.
因为他是那一位永远不变，直到我们一生去追求的那一位。
This couple of weeks there is a verse that always jumped out of my heart.
在这两周之内，有一句经节一直在我的心中踊跃。
Psalms 121.
是诗篇第121篇。
He said, I lift up my eyes unto the hills.
他说我向山举目。
For whence cometh my help?
我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从创天地之耶和华而来。
He will not suffer my feet to be moved.
他不会让我的脚动摇。
Praise God.
赞美主。
This is the person whom we are looking forward to.
这就是我们所要追求的那一位。
He is that solid rock in which we stand.
他是那位永不动摇的磐石，我们站在他上面。
When we put our trust on him, we will not be moved.
当我们的信心在他的上面的时候，我们永不动摇。
You put our trust in people, one day you will be moved.
如果你相信人的话，你总会被动摇。
You put your trust in your job, one day it will go away.
如果你相信你的工作，这一切也会失去。
You put your love in all this earthly possession, one day it will be taken away.
如果你把你的爱给了这一切的物质上的需要，有一天这一切都会带走。
It's either be burned, it's either be robbed, it's either be taken away by flood.
或被烧，或被抢，甚至被水冲走。
Or if it's not, then one day, if the Lord didn't come back yet, and we go before that, we need to leave all these things behind.
即使有一天神还没有来，我们要被主接走了，我们也不能把这些东西带走。
We cannot even take one single thing before His presence.
我们到他面前是空手去的，我们什么也不能带。
So for this cause, let the Lord remind us once again.
急着这些原因，求主再次的提醒我们。
Every single day when we wake up.
当我们每天早晨起来的时候。
Let this be our prayer.
让这个成为我们的祷告。
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills.
我要向山举目。
From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
For he's the only that one person who's worthy of our pursuit and our love.
因为他是那一位真的值得我们追求和爱戴的那一位。
For this cause we can say I'm content.
因这个原因，我们就可以彻底的说我很知足。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all this happening around us.
主啊，我们为着我们所周围所发生的一切感谢你。
Yes, sometimes it's not comfortable.
是的，经常真的是不舒服。
But thank you, Lord. This once reminds us you are the only one.
但是谢谢你提醒我们，你是唯一的那一位。
Everything will pass away. Only you remains forever.
这世界一切都要过去，只有你是存到永远的。
And therefore, we will pursue things of eternal, not of things that is not eternal.
因此，我们要追求那永不朽坏的。
Lord, it's you yourself.
主啊，就是你自己。
Lord, may through all these trials continue to remind us.
主啊，求你藉着这一切试炼来提醒我们。
That one day we will be ready for your coming back.
好，叫我们有一天是准备好的来迎接你再来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。